Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Robert Jensen. He's an author and a professor of journalism at the University of Texas at Austin. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Sonali.
Kim Davis, a clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, has refused to issue marriage licenses to gay couples in defiance of the U.S. Supreme Court. The court ruled early this morning that she had no legal standing to refuse licenses. In fact, the day after the Supreme Court ruled in favor of gay marriage this summer, Ms. Davis began refusing to issue any licenses, claiming her religious faith was being violated. Among the couples who tried for the fourth time to get a license issued and were denied was David Moore and his fiancée, David Ermold. The two have refused to leave the courthouse until they can get a license. It remains to be seen what action will now be taken against Ms. Davis. Well, Bob, if she refuses to do her job after being told by the nation's highest court that she has no right to refuse, doesn't that simply mean she should be fired?
It's exactly what it means. It's called contempt of court, and for a public employee to be in contempt of court, of course, there's no justification for it. It's a little odd to say, as Kim Davis is saying, I have a constitutional right to deny you your constitutional rights. I'm still trying to parse that one. But if you look at her statement, she says she's doing this under the authority of God. And, you know, as a person who teaches First Amendment law, I'm pretty sure that the First Amendment prohibits the establishment of a state religion. So this one seems pretty cut and dry.
And speaking of religion, Pope Francis has said that women who have had abortions and show contrition can be forgiven by the Catholic Church. The Pope will grant that right to priests starting in December, but it will only be valid for a year, the so-called Holy Year of Mercy. Traditionally, women who have had abortions can be excommunicated from the Catholic Church. However, most Catholics support both abortion and birth control. A global poll conducted last year found that 65% of Catholics worldwide support the right to an abortion, and 78% support contraception. Catholic women are even more likely to get abortions than non-Catholics. In a statement issued today, the Vatican said, quote, forgiveness of the sin of abortion does not condone abortion nor minimize its grave effects. The newness is clearly Pope Francis's pastoral approach. Many bishops have granted priests permission to forgive the sin. The fact that this statement is coming from the Pope and in such a moving pastoral way is more evidence of the great pastoral approach and concern of Pope Francis. Well, Bob, what do you make of this? And by the way, what does the word pastoral really mean? The Pope hasn't exactly been supportive of the right to an abortion in the past, has he?
Well, you know, there are always two reactions I have to these kind of stories. One is to recognize that the question of abortion is morally complex. I have friends, Catholic pacifists from the anti-war movement, who believe in the so-called seamless garment idea of respecting life, and I can understand that. But I think part of the reason this is always so contentious is the most clear defense of a woman's right to choose an abortion is a feminist defense. It has to do with the structure of patriarchy, with male power. And what's at the heart of patriarchy in the modern West? Well, the Catholic Church is right there at the center. So this is one that, although Pope Francis is moving to a more progressive theology on a number of questions, this is one where I think it's going to be hard to overcome the deep patriarchal structure of the Catholic Church. I'm interested to see how he tries to play it, but I'm not expecting much on this, quite frankly.
And finally, tensions remain high in Houston, Texas, after the killing of a white police officer named Darren Goforth. 30-year-old African-American suspect Shannon J. Miles appeared in court today, accused of the execution-style murder. Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman said at a press conference, quote, we've heard Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Well, cops' lives matter, too. At any point where the rhetoric ramps up to the point where calculated, cold-blooded assassination of police officers happens, this rhetoric has gotten out of control, end of quote. And in Minnesota, there has been a similar pushback from police over the Black Lives Matter slogan. After hundreds of activists marched at the state fair carrying banners and criticizing the police, police in the Twin Cities have been involved in a number of shootings of unarmed African Americans. BLM organizer Rashad Turner told the press, quote, we want police officers to face the same treatment that we face as civilians for killing officers. Meanwhile, in Pasadena, California, this week, Black Lives Matter organizers are reporting that Pasadena police arrested a 10-year-old activist named DeMarcus Farley during a protest, and we'll report more on that story as details emerge. Well, Bob, what do you make of police feeling that the slogan Black Lives Matter threatens them and endangers them?
Well, the slogan Black Lives Matter, of course, isn't a threat to anybody. The slogan that was chanted at the Minnesota State Fair was to say the least, politically rather tone deaf, referring to cops as pigs in a blanket and frying them. But the threat to cops right now, I think, is really the request that we're all making, that police reflect on the culture of policing and the role of police in enforcing a very unequal distribution of wealth in this country. And I can understand why police don't want to reflect on either of those questions, but that's the demand, and that's the demand we should be pressing. Cops are going to try and get out of it, out of that self-reflection, just like people in positions of some power and authority tend to want to avoid self-reflection. As a tenured professor, I'm well aware of how people in positions of privilege tend to avoid it, but that's the demand, and that's where we have to keep pressing.
Thanks, as always, Bob, for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Sonali.
Robert Jensen is our daily Newsflash guest expert. He's an author and a professor of journalism at the University of Texas at Austin. This is Uprising. We'll be right back after this break.